Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I am KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is the divisional round week of the playoffs, and we know who the Eagles are going to take on. They're going to play the LA Rams Sunday, 3 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. Merrill, what did you think of last night's 27-9 victory for the Rams over the Vikings?
To be perfectly honest, I was surprised. I thought the Vikings, the way they had played, a 14-3 record, would go and beat the Rams, but that wasn't the case. The Rams took charge from the very beginning, took a 10-0 lead, and won the game going away. But the Rams played great football. Look, the Eagles went out there in November 24th, and they beat the Rams 37-20, but this is not that team. This is a much improved Rams team, peaking at the right time. They ended up sacking the Vikings 9 times.
Which tied a playoff record. So, I mean, they really just dominated the Vikings up front. They got to Sam Darnold. They rattled him. They had an interception. They had the scoop and score. It was a one-sided affair. And you mentioned, Merrill, how the Rams are better than they were Week 12. I mean, Week 12, Saquon, if I have the stats up here, Saquon ran for 255 yards in Week 12, and the Eagles had 314 rushing yards, net rushing yards against L.A. It seems like they're not even close to that team, the Rams.
No, they peaked at the right time, and the Vikings, unfortunately, dipped at the wrong time. I mean, they were ripped apart by Detroit in their last game of the regular season, and then to lose this game really was tough for them and very tough for Sam Darnold. I don't know what's going to happen in terms of his free agency, but it seems that I know that last night Troy Aikman said it's probably cost him quite a bit of money. But the truth of the matter is he did not play well, but a lot of it was not his fault. The Vikings offensive line could not play with the defensive line of the Rams. They just ate them alive.
Right, yeah, going to be a tough test for the Eagles on Sunday, especially with the momentum the Rams have after last night's win in Glendale, Arizona. Merrill, let's discuss some of the things from the Eagles yesterday, and unfortunately, this is a bad thing. N'Kobe Dean is done for the season with a knee injury. What did Nick Sirianni at his Monday video conference say about N'Kobe?
Well, he talked about the fact that N'Kobe has been a big part of this defense this year. He made a big interception against Jacksonville. He was all over the field this week making plays. He's just been a terrific player, and it's a shame to see N'Kobe Dean done for the season. The reports are that he tore his patella tendon,
yeah.
So that will take a long time to heal. Hopefully he is well and ready to go by next season.
So it seems like Oren Burks, who had the huge tone setter at the beginning of last game with the fumble forced on the opening kickoff, Oren Burks has been stepping in as the next linebacker. So presumably he would be the next up on the depth chart, but definitely feel bad for N'Kobe Dean, who's had a good season.
Oren Burks has played well on special teams all season.
Yeah.
And every time he's come into the game, he's played well.
Definitely. A couple of other things from Nick Sirianni's video conference yesterday. He was asked about, Merrill, they were doing some runs the other day, the Eagles were, on third and long. What did Nick Sirianni have to say about the third down runs?
He has a lot of confidence in the running game. He said they're not afraid to run the ball on third down. And sometimes they run the ball on third down to set you up for fourth down. Mm.
Well, with Saquon Barkley and that offensive line, anything is possible. And we'll close with this. And this has really been, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, just from a talk show standpoint, TV, radio, what have you, has been the big topic about the Eagles, and that's their offense in general focusing on Jalen Hurts and how he performed against the Packers. After Nick Sirianni reviewed the tape, what was his assessment of Jalen?
He said that every time the Packers cut the game down to one score, Jalen led the team downfield. He said he did a lot of good things in this game. He worked within the game plan. He said, of course, his numbers weren't big, but he still had a quarterback rating of over 111.
The offense, Merrill, it felt like was really lackluster for a lot of the game. And then after it was a one-score game, the Eagles moved right down the field, and then Dallas Goedert has that big stiff arm touchdown. So they did respond. Are you encouraged that the offense, and this was Jalen's first game back, right, first time that he played in a while with AJ and Devontae and Dallas, do you think that with a week under their belt now, they can be better against the Rams going forward and be sharper?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a 14-3 team that did not fade at the end and played great football all season. There's only one game that I think back at, and that was very early in the season against Tampa Bay, where they were really run out of the stadium. But this team has played well. They've improved in a lot of areas. I think it's going to be a tremendous game Sunday against the Rams.
Looking forward to it. A lot to talk about in preview. Before then, Merrill, appreciate you getting up early. Today, the coordinators talk, Michael Clay, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, and we'll recap those sessions tomorrow. That's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.